wide plains where the lion now roaring with freedom stalks forth, a vast desert exploring. I was dragged from my hut and enchained as a slave in a dark floating dungeon upon the salt wave. Spare a halfpenny, spare a halfpenny, spare a halfpenny to a poor negro. Tossed on the wild main, I all wildly despairing, first my chains rushed on deck with my eyeballs all glaring, when the lightning's dread blast struck the inlets of day and its glorious bright beam shut forever away. Spare a halfpenny, spare a halfpenny, spare a halfpenny a poor negro. The spoiler of man then his prospect thus losing, of gain by my sale, not a blind bargain choosing, as my value compared with my keeping was light, had me dashed overboard in the dead of the night. Spare a halfpenny, spare a halfpenny to a poor negro. And but for a bark to Britannia's coast bound, then all my cares by that plunge in the deep had been drowned. Then but by moonlight descried, I was snatched from the wave and reluctantly robbed of a watery grave. Spare a halfpenny, spare a halfpenny, spare a halfpenny to a poor negro. Disastrous my fate, freedom's ground though I tread now, torn from home, wife and children, and wandering for bread now, while seas roll between us which ne'er can be crossed, and hope's distant glimmerings in darkness are lost. Spare a halfpenny, spare a halfpenny, spare a halfpenny to a poor negro. But of minds foul and fair, when the judge and the ponderer shall restore light and rest to the blind and the wanderer, the European's deep dye may outrival the slow, and the soul of an Ethiop prove white as the snow.